there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's the final hour on this Friday. It's a meat Friday at that. We have Philly cheesesteaks on the menu, along with fries and onion rings. Who's got it better than we do?
Nobody.
The world's number one golfer, Scottie Scheffler, at the Houston Open. You can follow that on Golf Channel and NBC as well. Poll question for the final hour of the program. Seton, what are you toying with here?
Man, this is an interesting one.
Okay.
Paul just sent over it, and I already don't agree with one of the things said here.
Okay. The Oscar winner, Lou Gossett Jr., famous for Officer and a Gentleman, passed away. We just got that news at the age of 87.
Correct.
All right.
Paul, do you want to lay this out?
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking Louis Gossett Jr. had a long career, but it's fair to say he's most known for that role. You know, it's fair to say.
Mm-hmm. I disagree. Okay. No offense. Now, I'm not trying to start an argument on a Friday. Okay. However, I think of him, that movie, third for Louis Gossett Jr.
Oh.
I think of Iron Eagle first. And I think of Enemy Mine second.
You're on an island.
And then I think of Officer and a Gentleman.
How, you're in the minority.
Are we really going to disrespect Iron Eagle like that?
Even Iron Eagle.
You guys are crazy.
Okay.
For the sake of the poll,
okay.
I'll take the hit on this one.
Okay.
Besmirching Iron Eagle.
And Enemy Mine?
Yeah, apologies. Okay, which intense role by an actor most known for one role would you most like to have? Louis Gossett Jr. as Sergeant Foley and Officer and a Gentleman.
Mayonnaise.
Yeah. Here's one. Drill instructor R. Lee M. Ermery. He was Sergeant Hartman in Full Metal Jacket. Remember Sergeant Hartman with one of the great war movies, Full Metal Jacket.
If you have to say remember, then maybe that's...
Maybe for people who are a little younger. He was in many other movies, Mississippi Burning.
I would say that the Sergeant in Stripes with Bill Murray was pretty memorable. I don't know his name, but the role was...
Call me Francis.
Yeah,
his character was Sergeant Hulka.
Yes.
He was not nominated for any awards.
He should have been.
Okay, so the Sergeant in Full Metal Jacket, R. Lee Ermery, or I'm going to throw this one out there a little more modern. J.K. Simmons, an actor who's been in a lot of stuff, he played Fletcher, the intense movie instructor in Whiplash.
Yeah, that's a crazy
and
movie.
He was. I think he won the award for it. Best
yeah, he did.
Yeah, that was good.
That's the winner right there.
Thank you, Todd. You're
welcome.
There might be others you'd throw in there, but I had 3 minutes to think of this.
You know who? Who's the guy who is not Keanu Reeves in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure? That's pretty much like the only thing that guy's done. That's a memorable role for me.
But isn't he sort
is
of
he
the
Bill or Ted? Theodore S. Preston. Bill S. Preston Esquire. Ted Theodore Logan.
Yeah, I don't know.
He must be Bill, I think.
But what about the guy who was the co-host on American Idol?
Dunkelman.
Yes.
Oh, that's...
He's sort of like Bill and Ted.
I mean, you know, people actually think that getting dunked on is like a basketball thing. It's actually not. It's in reference to Dunkelman.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. He got kicked to the curb?
Yeah.
Ryan Seacrest?
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Seacrest. Out. Yeah. That's kind of a niche poll question.
Well, Louis Gossett Jr. will give him his due today.
Yeah.
Well, then I have to say that he's the winner of the poll question since he just died.
However, he's obviously known for many more great theatrical.
Yes, he is. Iron Eagle.
Yeah, let's not besmirch Louis Gossett Jr. and his day.
By the way, I'm watching a movie. I don't know if it's good, but I'm entertained by it. And it's John Cena. It's a nice cast. William H. Macy is in there. Zac Efron. I think it's called Ricky Stenicki. And, okay, here's the plot. Now, I don't want to give away everything like I did with Roadhouse Part 2 Reboot or whatever it is with Jake Gyllenhaal. Okay. Three guys, they get in trouble Halloween night when they're young, and they create a character, Ricky Stenicki, and that he's the guy who, you know, created this mess and almost burned down a house. And they leave a jacket behind. They put Ricky Stenicki in it so people think he's a real guy. So as they grow up, every time they need a hall pass to get away from their significant other, something's going on with Ricky Stenicki. That's John Cena. And then all of a sudden they get called on it and their wives want to meet Ricky Stenicki. And then John Cena comes in and is very funny.
Does hilarity ensue?
Yes. Yeah, there's some funny things in there. Jeff Ross is in there as a rabbi. They have a bris, and it doesn't go well. Yes, Todd?
Kind of sounds like some kind of offshoot of Weekend at Bernie's, instead of it's a live character, instead of a dead character or something. Has that feel to it a little bit.
Okay. But Weekend at Bernie's is a good movie.
Great movie.
Great movie. Okay. The concept is pretty good. At least it was back then.
I love this, that they did a sequel. That's the gutsiest sequel. That's like doing Titanic 2. I mean, a sequel with a dead guy?
Yeah.
How soon was that made?
Yeah.
That was a good actor. Okay, Ricky Stenicki, directed by Peter Farrelly.
Oh, the Farrelly brothers.
Makes sense.
Yes. Okay. But just, you know, I like to have movies or shows where I don't even have to think about anything. I just kind of watch. Now, of course, true to myself, I haven't watched the whole movie.
Yeah, of course.
I can never get through even like an episode of something. I'll be like, I'm good. 17 minutes left. I'll come back to this tomorrow. When I die, they're going to go to my tablet and they're going to realize that there's a movie that I didn't get all the way through. And they'll be like, damn, he didn't get to watch Ricky Stenicki all the way through? No, he didn't. Nobody. All right, phone calls coming up. We'll talk to Lewis Riddick, the Mothership football analyst. He was at the Pro Days with Drake May and Jaden Daniels. Oh, here's Brian Kelly. Now, he's going to give you an answer, and I'm going to put it into context because it's been taken out of context. So here's the LSU head coach, Brian Kelly, about Jaden Daniels' Pro Day.
He is going to be so committed to taking care of himself that you don't have to worry about size or he doesn't weigh enough. Lamar's done a pretty good job with his size. I think Mahomes, I wouldn't consider him a giant because he's going to get the ball out to the playmakers and make plays for Washington.
Okay. Everybody ran with this that, oh my gosh, does Brian Kelly know where Jaden Daniels is going to be drafted? This is what nobody is reporting. The person asking the question is from Washington, D.C., covering the Commanders. And all Brian is doing is playing to the local audience in Washington if they happen to take him. I don't think Brian Kelly knows what's happening with Jaden Daniels, but nobody's reported that it's WUSA Channel 9 in Washington. That's the reporter asking the question. If you have somebody from, you know, WCVB in Boston asking a question, he would probably say, you know what? He's going to be a great player for the Patriots at number three. Yes, Marvin.
In the original piece, the full piece, there's a voiceover by the reporter and says, if you want to know what the NFL is getting to, let's ask someone who knows. If you want to know what the NFL is getting, let's ask somebody who knows. And then they go to the Brian Kelly quote.
Okay.
So, and it's all about this DC reporter going to LSU Pro Day to talk about Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
I could find at least a dozen major media outlets say LSU's Brian Kelly appears to know and say where Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels is going to be drafted. And then everybody repurposes that headline with the same content, and it's major outlets.
Now, I don't know if somebody from, Chicago ABC station asking Brian Kelly about Jaden Daniels that he would have said, and he'll be a great quarterback for the Bears. Yes, Paul.
If you look back to the pre-draft process about a month ago, Caleb Williams was interviewed by a Chicago reporter, and they asked him, what would you love about coming to Chicago? He goes, oh, I've been there before, and I'd like to know more about the food and drink. A lot of people took that and said, Caleb Williams wants to go to Chicago.
Mm.
He was playing to a Chicago reporter.
Jason and Travis Kelce have a podcast, one of the biggest podcasts in America. They had Saquon Barkley on, and Jason, who is now retiring, had some words of wisdom for Saquon joining the Eagles.
I do got one piece of advice. Do not go down at the 1 yard line. You got to go down at the two.
Yeah.
Go down at the one.
It's curtains.
Yep. They didn't ban it.
A little extra motivation there. Just know, don't go down at the one. You got to find a way to get end zone. Obviously, you know Miles pretty well. I know how many touchdowns probably was taken away from Miles just watching his film. I'm just like, man, just got to strain a little more.
There was one time I remember being so happy when he got in the end zone. This is his last year in Philly.
Even you dreaded the play a little bit?
Dog, whenever the running back got down to the 1 yard line, whether it was him or D Swift or whoever, like, especially when, like, we ran the ball the entire drive, it's like, man, I would say I'm sorry in the huddle. I'm like, man, I'm sorry. Right. Bro. Like,
well, you know that Jalen Hurts is going to get it. If you get down to the one, the running back still has a chance maybe at the 2 yard line, but that's Jason and Travis Kelce with Saquon Barkley. A couple of phone calls in here. Al in Atlanta. Good morning, Al. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. Happy Good Meat Friday, and happy MLB opening day part two. Let's go Bravos. You guys are right up my blind alley with your Eat 8 sandwich choices, although I do think you're selling breakfast sandwiches a little short, Dan. Because you've not lived until you've had a sausage, bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast melt with a little bit of pico de gallo folded into the egg. No matter if it's on rye, multigrain.
Yeah, but that's a whole different division. That's like the NIT. We're going to have the Elite Eight, ATE, and next week, and we'll have the best sandwiches there. But we do need nominations. We have quite a few here, and no hot dogs are going to be on there. Now, is a hamburger allowed to be on there as a sandwich?
No.
See?
No?
Okay.
No.
All right.
And not only are we not disrespecting breakfast sandwiches, we're respecting them so much that we're giving them their entirely own category. Yeah. They're too important.
Fair enough. Yeah, so we're going to have the Elite Eight next week. Well, we'll have our
So how are we doing breakdown. That? Are we making one of these a day?
We'll have two
face off.
Yes, and then we'll decide at the end of the day.
So
one versus eight, two versus seven.
Right.
Okay, but what's the number one seed?
We're going to have to determine that, aren't we?
Yes. The number one sandwich.
Well, I mean, it started with the cheesesteak.
Okay.
So,
Going one? Is cheesesteak number one on the list? Marvin?
One seed.
Okay.
They're essentially the UConn right now of the hot sandwich game.
Okay. You have chili, Philly cheesesteak, Seton?
Yes.
Okay. Todd?
I wouldn't put cheesesteak one.
Okay. What would you put?
I think I would put a meatball or chicken parm sub in the one spot.
Okay.
Either one of those I put ahead of a cheesesteak.
Okay. You got to pick one.
I'll go meatball parm sub.
All right. What about you, Paul?
Is grilled cheese involved in this?
Of course. Yeah. You kidding me? They're the Duke of sandwiches. They're always great.
They're a blue blood or a yellow blood.
Kentucky. They're North Carolina.
If they're Duke, they'd have to be white bread. There,
UCLA.
Damn.
See what I did?
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Grilled cheese seems like such a emeritus almost.
Yes,
but isn't the beauty about a grilled cheese sandwich that it goes with tomato soup? Does not having a tomato soup hurt their seeding?
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
I can easily say that grilled cheese is one seed. Easy, but
okay.
Meatball parm. You know what? Maybe I'll get some poll questions going, and we'll see.
Yeah. What is the best hot sandwich?
Do you have a thought here, Dan?
I do, but I don't know if I have a absolute number one. Like I like the Philly cheesesteak. I don't love it. I've never had a bad grilled cheese. It's just like, it never fails. It's just there. The chicken parm, that might be number one for me. Little chicken parm. Yes, Todd?
But it's something you can get in a bowling alley. Should that be a one? Like grilled cheese, growing up anyway, if you went to the snack bar, grilled cheese would be like one of the main things that they serve.
Bowling alley sandwiches are fantastic, Jen.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
Why are we doing that to bowling alleys?
I don't know. Just like if you can get it in a bowling alley snack shop, can that be a number one seed of all the possible hot sandwiches?
If it was a chain bowling alley, you'd be first in line.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, not for nothing, but you can get a meatball parm out of a vending machine. Does that make it not a great sandwich?
Mm-hmm. Table's turned.
Yeah, if you could get it at any gas station,
how
great can it be?
Todd, retort?
I could see the exception there. If you're getting your meatball parm at like a Sunoco as opposed to like a pizza place or Italian restaurant, then you're asking for trouble.
Yes, Paul.
Bon Appetit magazine in 2017, of course, did a poll of the most popular sandwiches. Not best, but popular.
Okay. Hot sandwiches?
Hot sandwiches.
Okay.
Okay, let's just use this. Do we all agree we'll just use this as the seating?
Oh, I don't know. I would like to have control over this list, us as a group.
Okay.
Grilled cheese is number one in popularity.
Okay.
They said a grilled chicken sandwich or some offshoot of a grilled chicken sandwich.
That's not making it.
And then they have others that are not hot. No. Roast beef sandwich is a top five.
Okay.
A
hot ham and cheese is a top 10.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing it out there.
Okay, Bon Appetit's thrown out the window.
Yeah.
Is there a croque monsieur in there?
Yeah. Who reads that magazine anyway? Bon Appetit. Yeah,
pulled pork sandwich in the 10th spot.
Pulled pork, though, is sneaky, sneaky great.
Okay, so
you need the au jus. No.
I think much like breakfast sandwiches, barbecue, anything in the barbecue family is removed out of this list.
All right.
It has the word sandwich in it.
Yeah, but so does a million other sandwiches. Oh.
Take that.
So does like an egg and cheese sandwich, but we're not including that because that's breakfast.
Breakfast.
How about a gyro?
Gyro. A hero.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. You know, I never ordered that growing up because I didn't know how to pronounce it.
A gyro?
Like, I'd go in there and I'd go, I don't know. And then you'd hear somebody say a hero. And I go, that ain't a hero.
I say gyro, and I think I'm close.
It's not a gyro.
No, I don't know.
Yeah. Yes, Tom.
That's big at the college food trucks. Get a little extra white stuff. I don't know what the white stuff is, but you always got to get the extra white stuff on it.
Tzatziki stuff?
It's the tzatziki.
Tzatziki.
Again, mispronounced.
Okay. Russell in Mobile. Hey, Russ, what's on your mind?
Friday. First time, long time. 5'11", 188. I've got a sandwich suggestion. Roast beef poor boy from New Orleans.
Okay.
Or a shrimp poor boy from New Orleans. It is Good Friday, after all.
Well, we might have to wait to do that when we go to New Orleans for the Super Bowl. Maybe top sandwiches in New Orleans. Maybe we give them their own category there.
Yes. Anything involved with food in New Orleans, I'm in.
Yeah, I know. That'll be fun going down there. We're already planning our Super Bowl trip there, believe it or not. The Big German is going to go down in New Orleans and do a site survey. Going to look around for where we're going to have our show. And like, all right, I might have to go down there with you. Yes, Marv.
Audience again? Live audience?
Yes. Yeah, I think so. We're going to try to do that again. Great audience. Had fun in Las Vegas. A lot of people came from all over to watch the show. All right, let me take a break. Lewis Riddick will talk pro days here, and we'll get his thoughts on what he saw with Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams and Drake May and J.J. McCarthy. You still have Bo Nix there, too, thrown in. I think the over-under was 4.5 quarterbacks taken in the first round, but feels like we could have 6. Is there a problem, Seton?
I'm just dealing with this sandwich issue.
Sorry to do that to you on a Friday.
I'm sorry. I mean, I brought it on myself. I did this. But just so we're clear, a BLT and a club sandwich is not a hot sandwich.
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry.
No. All right.
No disrespect to those great sandwiches.
We'll come up with our Elite Eight, and then we'll have the elimination next week. You know what? How about this? I'll call Guy Fieri and ask him his top 8 hot sandwiches.
Yeah, but he's going to be like, oh, you got to go get El Monstrazo in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Best thing you ever had. That's going to be way too deep.
Okay, maybe he could be an ombudsman. He could be an advisor to us.
Okay. Got to go get the Little Gipper down in Key West at a thing.
Yeah.
Best fish sandwich you ever had.
How about we take a break? All right, we're back after this. Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week we will have on leaders from sports entertainment like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who could help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Baltimore Orioles, new owners, taking over. And you're taking over a team that was a pleasant surprise. And they went to a bar last night. And, of course, it was a packed bar around Camden Yards, and they introduced themselves to everybody in the bar.
I want to introduce myself. I'm Mike Arrighetti, one of the new owners of the O's. This is my best friend, Smitty, also a new owner of the O's. And this is Mitch. We're buying everybody a beer.
Let's go!
So everybody in the bar got a beer, and the new owners ingratiating themselves to the fan base there.
Smitty.
Hey, it's Smitty. I like it, though, that showed up in the bar. Yes, they could buy the bar if they wanted to, but I like the fact that my owner's going to have a beer with me and fitting right in there in Baltimore. Is Lewis Riddick there, Todd?
Sure okay. is.
Lewis Riddick, ESPN NFL college football analyst. He's been busy. He's been at USC, LSU, North Carolina Pro Days over the past 2 weeks. He's going to be part of ESPN's draft coverage from Detroit. That'll be in a couple of weeks. And Lewis joins us now. Give me the player who changed your mind the most so far in these Pro Days.
Well, who changed my mind the most were probably who I felt, wow. As a player, I mean, as a person, the guy who I kind of like really liked. And, you know, I had no real exposure to him beforehand. You know, you hear different things, you read different things, but I came away with really liking it was Caleb Williams. When I talked to him out at SC, he's very committed to the craft. He's got a great group of people that he's working with right now in terms of arm health, improving his throwing mechanics. A guy who wants to be great. He really does break down his game to the minute detail. And I really liked his professionalism rather and like the way in which he's trying to take his game to another level.
But why have people kind of had a smear campaign against him?
I have no idea. It's ridiculous, to be quite honest. It's, you know, once things kind of get going, Dan, you know, they just kind of take on a life of their own. And I went in there quite honestly, very neutral on who he was as a person and came away very impressed and rooting for the kid. I mean, because he's a fantastic talent. I think the guy who surprised me in terms of just how much raw power he really does have is Drake May. I mean, the ball, I mean, it is an absolute rocket launcher now. I mean, that ball is cutting through the air with like a ferocity when he throws it. And now, he has to harness all that, he has to make sure that he's able to repeat the good stuff and eliminate the bad stuff. And he understands that, and he knows he's working, that he's going to continue to work at that. But he had some throws that just made your jaw drop. I think the guy who I was so impressed with on tape, and was just, it just kind of really confirmed what I saw on tape, what I had heard about him before, because I have some people who know Jaden Daniels. And I think interviewing him, talking to him on TV, watching him interact with Malik Nabers, Brian Thomas Jr., and talking to Coach Kelly about, I just came away going, yep, that's the guy for me.
But how close is 1 and 2? How close is Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels?
It's super close. It's really about a matter of preference. It's almost going to come down to almost what everything comes down to in the NFL when you have guys who are this closely matched, although they're much different players and much different body types. Is this going to turn down to personal preference? Like, literally, if when you're interviewing them and you're talking to them and they're looking you in the face and you're kind of going through personal stuff, football stuff, you know, them giving you background on them, you giving them background on you, whether or not you just feel like, okay, you know what, this is my guy. It's really what it's going to come down to, because I could pick apart all three of these guys and make you hate all three, or I could find enough stuff that where you're going, all three of these guys are going to be Hall of Famers. That's what's so cool about this draft and what makes it so intriguing at the same time.
I like Michael Penix Jr. I like somebody who went to a program that wasn't a good program in Indiana. He's come back from two knee surgeries. He runs a 4.4 40 or 4.5 40, mm-hmm. and he seems to have great accuracy. And there's something to be said for a guy that is that resilient coming back, and, you know, what he did at Washington. I don't know what the pros, you know, what the scouts look at and see or don't see, but I love his story.
Yeah. It is one of resilience, fortitude, stick-to-itiveness, whatever you want to call it. And it is one where he clearly makes people around him better. People respect him. They respect his commitment to the craft. And then he really did shock some people with his overall level of athleticism, because on the football field, in terms of his functional movement while playing the position, it doesn't come off the same way the testing numbers do.
But how do you run a 4.4? And you rush for a couple hundred yards in your career.
Yeah, because, again, you know, time, speed, measured vertical explosion, measured vertical and horizontal explosion in the broad jump. Like, there are guys who are great testers, who guys who can test much better, or rather in a different way than which they apply it when they're actually playing the game. And Michael just doesn't use all those things. You don't see those things kind of jump off the tape the same way it jumps off the tape with you, with Jaden and with Caleb. It really does.
We're talking to Lewis Riddick of the Mothership. He went to USC, LSU, North Carolina Pro Days. And then you got Bo Nix as well. Sometimes a quarterback can stay too long in college.
Mm-hmm.
Like Sam Darnold, it felt like, and Matt Leinart, it felt like they stayed too long. And maybe we've seen everything we can see. You know, Bo Nix changed his schools, and I thought he had an unbelievable year, but I don't know. Maybe he's a guy who falls, you know, to Denver, or maybe a little bit later. Like, the Rams feel like they could be waiting to grab a quarterback here if Michael Penix fell to them. Like, that's what I kind of feel with these two quarterbacks. What do you think of Bo Nix?
Yeah, I like him a lot. He was very impressive down at the Senior Bowl. I think what you're kind of alluding to is this: like, scouts, GMs, presidents, owners, fans get enamored with upside, get enamored with what could be, as opposed to getting, they almost get down on what they think already is the ultimate upside of a player. And I think in Bo Nix, people think, well, what we see is what we're going to get. And that's just not good enough for me. There's not enough intrigue. There's not enough excitement. He doesn't really, you know, he doesn't blow my doors off and make me feel as though he's a guy who I want to be my franchise quarterback. But once we get to the NFL and we see guys playing for our teams as fans, what we then crave is, I just want to know what he's going to give me from week to week. I just want him to be consistent. I don't care about how strong he is. I just want him to not throw interceptions. I want him to make good decisions. I want him to not be the reason why we lose games. Well, doesn't that sound like Bo Nix could be that guy?
Well, J.J. McCarthy, it feels like oh my gosh, what could he be? And the fact that he's rising, it's almost it's based off of piquing the interest of people of, gosh, he's a winner. And Harbaugh said, okay, yeah. What about this, Lewis? This is what I would say. If I'm, yeah, go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say, but I would say this about JJ. Even though there isn't a, you know, a vast number of plays where he demonstrated the ability to make NFL caliber throws over and over and over again, and that this program wasn't built around him to where you kind of feel a little bit more secure in your evaluation in terms of his ability to be a program leader, there is enough there to where you go, okay, he's demonstrated it. And he's demonstrated it in a big-time conference at a big-time program against big-time competition. And I feel as though if I can put that same enough of a structure around him to where he's protected, we have a strong run game, we have a good defense, and I have, and I'm a good coach, that I can get that same, I can extrapolate that out to 17 games for 10 years or whatever it is, and you know, you project quarterbacks to play, and therefore I'm comfortable taking him where he's now being talked about going, which is as high as 5. And look, if I strung together J.J. McCarthy's best throws this year, you could stack them right up with any quarterback in this draft. I mean, he throws some absolute lasers in some in like a 1-foot by 1-foot box, but he just doesn't do it all the time. Because it was the Blake Corum show. It was that offensive line show. It was heavy personnel, Big Ten, smash mouth, November, December football type of program. And see, again, these are the, that's why I think ultimately for all these guys give you something a little bit different. All these guys give you a little bit, you know, a certain level of comfort based on what they've done and what you think they can be, which ultimately leads me to this. And it always comes back to this. We spend so much time trying to split hairs with these guys and trying to project. How are they going to be? Who's going to be the best pro? Who's going to be in what? We better be spending as much time as possible thinking about exactly what every team that is going to draft these guys has to offer and how it is structured and how it's implemented and how it's given to these guys and presented to these guys. And that's why every single guy that I talked to this over the past week, I asked them, as much as what these teams are asking you, I want to know what is important to you. What do you need to be good? Because that's even more critical. You have to have in your mind, this is exactly what I need as well. And you need to communicate that to these teams. This is what I need. Like, this is what helps me. Because you're the franchise, man. They're drafting you guys in the top 5. You better be willing to tell them, that doesn't work for me. Can you help me like this? Can you communicate with me like this? Can you get me players like this? Because if you don't, and you just kind of take what every team just gives you, teams have already shown, they'll screw you up, man.
Well, that's why if you look, like, whatever quarterback goes to New England, you got a long road ahead of you. But yeah. if I fall to the Rams, or I fall to Seattle, or I fall to Denver, I might have a better chance at more sustained success than some of these guys up at the top, because the draft is littered with guys up top going to bad teams, and there's a reason why they're bad teams.
Yeah, there's no question about, look, teams spend I don't know how much money using private jets, you know, outside third-party research firms to kind of really dive into the makeup of these players, employing scouts who are traveling all over the country, just accumulating data on all these guys. So they spend a lot of money trying to make sure that they can find out everything they can about these players. I would be having a whole lot of meetings internally about our own organizations right now about from the time we turn in the card and we fly these young men in here, as soon as they hit the ground and open and walk through the doors in our building, everything has to be geared towards this young man's success. And we have to go over this again and again and again and invest as much as we can into our own infrastructure. Because it's so damn critical. Like, I've seen guys just get blown out of the NFL because they weren't handled, coached, corrected, nurtured, advised the right way. It was almost like as if they were just thrown to the wolves, man. I've seen it firsthand, and I've also seen it to where, like with Andy Reid, I just never forget how he handled Michael when he came to Philadelphia, Vic. And it was just like, it was the blueprint. And it's the same thing he did for Alex Smith, the same thing he did for Patrick Mahomes. It's not a secret. The same thing he did for Donovan. It's not a secret, but some dudes understand it. Some organizations have no clue.
I'm going to make you the GM of the Patriots. You're on the clock at 3. Caleb just went. Jaden Daniels just went. What are you doing?
I'm waiting. I'm sitting, and if I'm Elliot Wolf or whoever's taking the call, Gerard Mayo, Mr. Kraft himself, I'm waiting to see if my phone rings. I really am, because I know that I need resources to build. And at the same time, I'm assessing, okay, how far down, what can I get if someone wants to pick? How far do I have to move back? How many resources, how many resources can I accumulate? And can I kill two birds with one stone, so to speak? Can I get enough resources to kind of continue to build out this football team and maybe still get one of these quarterbacks that I still feel as though with the right structure around him, he can become the next franchise quarterback?
Okay, but let's say 20 seconds to go, nobody's calling you, and you're getting ready to put in the card. 19, 18, 16, 15. You can't say one of the quarterbacks on your card.
Okay, which one am I taking?
Yeah.
So if I'm at 3, who am I taking?
13, 11, 10, 9, 8.
I'm taking Drake after what I saw yesterday.
And the pick is in, and the New England Patriots select Drake May, North Carolina.
Yep.
How do you feel about that pick?
I'm good. Okay. And honestly, I'm good. And you know what I'm also doing? I'm not throwing him to the Wolves. I am going to continue to build. Because, look, from there, I'm already turning the page and I'm moving on. How can I build this thing out to support that young man?
They can't start him. You can't start him.
No, right? I'm not going to.
Okay.
I'm not going to.
But does Jaden Daniels start in Washington?
Yeah, he probably does.
And Caleb starts with the Bears.
Oh, there's no question.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we'll be talking. I know the draft's coming up in a few weeks. Always great to catch up with you. Thank you, Lewis.
Of course, man. You bet.
That's Lewis Riddick of the Mothership. He'll be taking part in the draft. What are we, 4 weeks away yesterday from the draft? Yes, Paul?
I love having Lewis Riddick on because you always put him kind of in a corner.
I do.
And he always gets a very, he's like squirming. And he knows it's kind of coming.
Yeah.
He loves it, though.
Let's take a break, because it's time for the Philly cheesesteak and fries and onion rings for Todd. If you're watching on Peacock, you'll be able to see us grabbing the... Oh, we got a fire out there. I have a monitor here that I can... I keep an eye on the cooking area, and I can see a fire going. And the cheesesteak... Oh, boy, this looks good. All right, take a break. Back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the Kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Next week, the Elite Eight. Not only in March Madness, but our sandwich Elite Eight. We'll try to narrow it down. Still trying to figure out the top eight seeds there. ATE. And we'll have that starting on Monday. Tyler's all nervous back there. He goes, I don't know if I could make two different sandwiches on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I said, well, maybe you could get some help there. Yes, Paul.
The good part is, Tyler, he doesn't have a choice. He's going to be making those sandwiches.
Yeah.
Just get to it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry.
Wow. Yeah. Dorsey in North Carolina. Hi, Dorsey. How are you?
Hey. Good morning, Dan. Nice to hear from you. See you. I watched you guys making your sandwiches out there, and I've never seen a chili steak that didn't get put on the grill before it was put on bread. That's just new to me. But you guys missed the best sandwich of all.
Okay.
And that's, Seton was had it right. Chicago Italian beef with sausage combo dipped with peppers on it.
All right. Well, thank you, Doris. I'm sure Paulie endorses that. Joe in New York. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan. I just wanted to add two to the Elite Eight sandwiches. By the way, 6'2", sneaky 250. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Cuban and the Reuben. We can't have this discussion without including those two.
Yeah, I'm a big Reuben fan. And Cuban, when it's available, it's one of those where you see it in the menu, and if you're in the mood for it, you're like, man,
yep,
this is so good.
Yep.
So many spices there. Yeah, we're going to try. It's going to be tough, Seton, to do eight sandwiches.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That's why they're elite.
Yeah. This day in sports history, Paul.
Just a couple. Let's see. This is a great one on brand for today. 1987, Hulk Hogan took 11 minutes and 43 seconds to pin Andre the Giant in front of 93,000 at WrestleMania 3 Silverdome. Some say that's the biggest, greatest moment in wrestling history. I don't want to get in a tiff with that one. Let's see. That's about it. That's a biggie.
That is a big one, though.
Michael Jordan, 1982. Perhaps you've heard of him. Hit the jumper to beat Georgetown for the title. 1984. Baltimore Colts, middle of the night. Packed up the Mayflower moving van. Heading to Indianapolis. After telling everybody they weren't leaving. UConn on this date, 1999. Wins its first NCAA title, the men beating Duke by 3. 1976, it was Indiana against Michigan for the NCAA title. The first time that two teams from the same conference met in the championship game. Have we had that since then? Two schools, same conference, Marv?
Villanova, Georgetown.
Ah. Bloop, bloop.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. That was, I think that might have been the first date I had with my wife. Chinatown, New York City, decided that I wasn't going to the Final Four that year. And took her out on a date, found out that Villanova played pretty much a perfect basketball game. And then I had to go to Philadelphia, to Villanova's campus, to cover the championship parade after that. And I remember talking to Raleigh Massimino, and he's asking me about what I thought about the game. And I had to tell him, I said, I was at a Chinese restaurant in New York City with my wife, my girlfriend, first date. And he said, how did it go? I said, well, we're both winners, Raleigh. Final results of the poll question there. Seton O'Connor?
Well, we had a couple of doozies up there today. Possibly the most important of the day, though, and I want to give this the time it deserves. Louis Gossett Jr. is most known for ... one movie, two movies, three movies, or four plus movies.
He's known for one. officer in the
general. Okay, well, 28% of the audience would say that, and that's currently in second place.
Okay. I sit corrected.
Yeah. Four-plus movies at 32%.
All right.
Yeah.
I need your D.O.R. mayonnaise.
Thank you, Todd.
Okay. Cappy? Iron Eagle?
No. Go around the room what we learned on the program. Todd, did you learn anything today?
I did. Clark Kellogg doesn't see any weaknesses with UConn. Marvin's Huskies are on a mission to repeat as national champs.
Seton O'Connor.
Louis Riddick, always great. Always a great conversation. I love that guy.
Marvin, what'd you learn today?
You might get into pro wrestling.
Yeah, maybe. Never too late. Paulie, what'd you learn today?
Now I'm excited about the Elite Eight.
Todd, what did I learn today?
Louis Riddick, impressed by Drake May's raw power, the way he throws the ball like a rocket launcher.
Chris Webber's going to join us on Monday. I guess he's got a book, a memoir coming out. C. Webb will join us. Always good to talk to him. What we learned brought to you by TireRack.com, the official tire expert and retailer of the Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Full lineup of Continental tires, special offers, free road hazard protection, mobile tire installation. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets. Sign up to be part of the newsletter at DanPatrick.com. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you Monday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.